我们开始我们的今天崇拜。宣召经文，罗马书一章十六到十七节。 Call for worship, Romans chapter 1 verse 16 through 17。 我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。 For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to Jews, then to Gentile. 因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信。如经上所记，一人必因信得生。 For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by the faith from first to last. Just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. 弟兄姐妹朋友们，下午好。让我们起立，我们来一起来敬拜我们的主。 Let's arise to worship God. 快乐欢欣向主敬拜。 Joyful, joyful, we adore thee.起来祷告。 Let's pray. 亲爱的天父，我们众弟兄姐妹来到你的殿中来敬拜你，歌唱你，愿一切的荣耀都归于你，愿我们的赞美能达到你的宝座前，承蒙你的悦纳。 Dear Heavenly Father, brothers and sisters, come to your house to worship you. May all the glory belong to you.Let our praises rise to you, and be accepted to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. 大家请坐。下边一首诗歌是在十字架上 Down at the Cross.
救主赦免，靠主是将我罪得洗净，除我重担，安慰我伤心，荣耀归主名，荣耀归主名，荣耀归主名，主宝贝血将我罪洗净，荣耀归主名，我今靠主脱离罪权柄，有主时常住在我内心，我真不配蒙救主洪恩，荣耀归主名，荣耀归主名，荣耀归主名，主宝贝血将我罪洗净，荣耀归主名，主宝贝血将我全释放，靠主恩典我心生快乐，赞美我主时常洁净我，荣耀归主名，荣耀归主名，荣耀归主名，主宝贝血将我罪洗净，荣耀归主名。
下边一首歌是我心灵得安宁，It's well with my soul。
求主快再来，是信心的实现，云彩要卷起在主前，好同声响应，我救主再降临，轮住来我心灵的命，我心
现在是我们读经的时间 is scripture reading. 我们先一块朗读主导文。主导文起。我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿门。Today's scripture reading, 今天的读经是罗马书第十章第十三节跟十五节。十三节起，因为凡求告主名的就必得救，然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？如经上所记，报福音、传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美！好，那我们请长老为我们牧祷。
让我们一起低头祷告。 May we bow our head and pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you. You are Almighty God. We are created by you so that we worship you. You are the only God. You are the living God. You are everlasting God. We come to you to give all our praise and honor to you. You are the one who saved us from death.And we come to sing and praise you. And we give thanks to you. And many times we forgot to count our blessing from you. May we always remember that your blessing upon us are so richly upon us. God, today we're going to have...testimony sharing the brother of Gideon's what they have done. May your spirit fill with us. May we see what you have done. May we hear what people cried out to your name and you saved them. May all your glory, may all the glory be to you. God, we ask youpresence in our worship, were evident and all what we heard here give everything glory to you and bless every one of us here. So we open our eyes to see you, open our ears to hear from you, and we obey what you have commissioned us to do, and we don't forget what our mission is on this earth. Our Heavenly Father, with all our need, you have provided us abundantly, and we give praise to you. 爱我们的主，我们感谢你，在这里我们将一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你，尤其心灵里面有挣扎，有软弱，有困苦，有挑战，求主让我们全心的依靠你，真的是我们每个人的家庭所遭遇的，在不同环境里面，你是那位信实的，昨日今日直到永远，你是不改变的那位，好让我们的信仰在主里面是经历各样的患难，我们可以开口赞美诉说见证主你自己的名，也赐福我们今天的崇拜。我们再一次将孟牧师他们前面的道路，他们需要找租屋在教会附近的，求主赐下这样的一个机会安排，求主垂听我们的祷告，是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。We are so delighted for the past 2.5 years almost, because of the pandemic, we had on Zoom service, and starting April, we had in-person service. So today is the first time after the pandemic we have Gideon brothers here among us to share their testimony. And today we have Mike Bullington to share what they have done through Gideon's ministry, and Wayne will do the translation for him. May we pray for both of them so that we get nourishment from the testimony, get encouragement from the testimony, get edification from God's word. Okay. Mike, please.
Thank you, Elder Chen.
Thank you, 陈长老.
And thank you, Sister Winning, for doing the translation.
谢谢我自己.
She is nervous, so she covets your prayers.
我非常的紧张，是大家为我祷告。
And before I begin, I wanted to say that the singing of the hymns was as beautifully rendered as I have ever heard. All right, now our presentation begins. I'm a Satanist. I follow the Lord Satan. That's what a young university student yelled at a team of Gideons who were distributing testaments outside a university in Mexico City, Mexico. He had taken a testament, saw what it was, and became enraged. He continued to shout and taunt the men.
He took it from their hands, read it, and then he 声喊叫，辱骂，祭奠团顿。
Finally, he told them he would show them what he thought of their book and proceeded to try setting it on fire with his cigarette lighter.
最后，他说他要让他们看看他对他们的书的想法，并开始尝试着用大火机要点燃它。
Try as he might, the testament would not ignite.
尽他所能，圣经没有被点燃。
The student tried for several minutes, but it would not burn.
这个学生试了几分钟之后，还是没有把它点着。
He quieted down and became afraid.
他安静下来，开始非常害怕。
The student had never seen anything like this. He left quickly, but about 15 minutes later,
这个学生从来没有见过这样的事情。他急速离开了，但大约15分钟后
He returned and apologized to the Gideons. He realized this must be a supernatural book.
他回来向基甸团队道歉，他意识到这一定是一本超自然的书。
The men began to witness and share the gospel with this student from the back of the testament.
基甸团队开始做见证，从圣经的后面和这个学生分享福音。
Before he left that morning, he had prayed to accept Jesus as his Savior.
那天早上离开之前，他做了决志祷告，决定接受基督为他的救主。
The story doesn't end there. While all of this was going on, three other young men were watching.
故事并没有就此结束。就在这一切进行的同时，另外三个年轻人也在关注着所发生的一切。
After the former Satanist left, they came up to the Gideons and asked, "What is going on?"
前撒旦教徒离开后，他们来到基甸团队面前，问道：“发生了什么事？”
That fellow is a well-known Satanist.And it looked like he was praying.
那是个有名的撒旦教徒，他之前看起来像是在祷告。
The Gideons explained what happened and shared the plan of salvation with those young men, and all three prayed to accept Christ.
基甸团队解释了所发生的事情，并和这些年轻人分享了神的救赎计划。三个人都接受了基督。
Beloved, the Gideons International receives incredible testimonies just like this one on a regular basis. That is why we serve, to see people turn to Christ.
亲爱的，国际基甸会定期收到类似这样令人难以置信的见证，这就是为什么我们侍奉的原因。
For many of you, when you hear the name Gideons, you probably think of the Bibles that you regularly see in hotels. But the Gideons International is so much more.
对于你们中间的许多人来说，当您听到基甸这个名字时，您可能会想到你经常在云馆看到的圣经，但是国际基甸会远不止这些。
Since 1899, our object has been to win others to Christ by helping Christian business and professional men strengthen their testimony and increase their influence for Christ in their homes, workplaces, and churches.
自1899年以来，我们的目标一直是通过帮助基督徒商人和专业人士有效地为主做见证，并在他们的家庭、职场和教会中扩大他们在基督里的 影响力，从而赢得他人归向基督。
As a natural outgrowth of maturing in Christ and strengthening our testimonies, we and our wives place Bibles in designated traffic lanes of life. Places like hotels, hospitals, and nursing homes.
随着我们在基督里的成熟和我们见证的加强，我们和我们的妻子将圣经放在指定的生活层面上，比如旅馆、医院和疗养院。
We also give testaments to students in schools and colleges, to prisoners, and to police, fire, and medical personnel, as well as men and women in the armed forces.
我们还向学校和学院学生、囚犯、警察、消防和医务人员以及军人提供圣经。
We encourage our men and their wives to share the gospel at least once a week using these small testaments that have helps for more than 34 of life's pressing needs in the front of the Bible or of the small New Testament. And then in the back of the Testament is the plan of salvation and a place for them to sign, to sign the date of their salvation.
我们鼓励我们的弟兄和他们的妻子用小本圣经每周至少分享一次福音。这些小本圣经的前面列出了圣经经文出处，帮助解决多达34个生活中紧迫的需要。后面列出了神的救恩计划，还有让他们能够签署名，还有日期他们得救的时间和日期。
Today we are organized in 200 countries, territories, and possessions.And we publish scriptures in more than 100 languages.
今天我们分布在200个国家、地区和属地，并用100多种语言出版圣经。
Last year, by God's grace, we touched over 70 million people with a copy of God's word.
去年靠着神的恩典，我们用一本神的话语感动了超过7000万人。
We began by placing Bibles in hotels in 1908. People sometimes ask us, does anyone other than Christians read those Bibles? Well, to answer their question, yes. Let me tell you about one remarkable event.
我们从1908年开始在旅馆里放这些圣经。人们有时会问我，除了基督徒，还有其他人读过这些圣经吗？好吧，回答他们的问题，是的，让我告诉你一件不寻常的事情。
Herbert Apelek was the rabbi of all rabbis.
Herbert Apelek 是所有拉比中的拉比。
With 3 earned PhDs, he was on the faculty of the Harvard Divinity School and dean of the largest rabbinical school in Brooklyn, New York.
他获得了三个博士学位，曾在哈佛神学院任教，并担任过纽约 Brooklyn 最大的拉比学院院长。
As a child, he had shown a talent for languages. And by the time he was 13, Herbert had memorized the entire Torah in the original Hebrew.
小时候他就表现出语言天赋。到13岁时， Herbert 用希伯来文原文背诵了整部摩西五经。
In earning his degrees, He also became fluent in Latin, Greek, and Aramaic. He has studied the New Testament in the original languages, so in his words, he might know the enemy. Not exactly someone you would put on a top 10 list of people most likely to accept Christ as their Savior. But God had other plans for Rabbi Apelik. He was in Boston on a fundraising trip for the rabbinical school when Delta Airlines lost his luggage. He was sitting in his hotel room, bored and frustrated, when he began pulling open drawers for something to read. He found the Bible that had been placed by the Gideons in one of the drawers. He said, "I knew it would be there, but I thought, why not?" This time, he started at the book of John. When he reached the third chapter, in which Jesus encounters the rabbi Nicodemus, he read the following words. Unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Unless a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Something remarkable began to happen. My eyes began to tear up. My whole body began to shake. My mind was racing frenetically back and forth. I didn't know what was happening. Today, I believe, for the first time in my life, I encountered the Holy Spirit. I got down on my knees and invited Jesus into my heart. I spent the rest of the night comparing the Old Testament prophecies of the Messiah with their fulfillment in Jesus Christ. Rabbi Apelik became Reverend Herbert Apelik and ran a Christian mission in Merced, California, until the Lord called him home a few years ago. Yes, people other than Christians do read these Bibles.
Herbert Apelik 从巴黎转变为牧师，并且在加利福尼亚州 Merced 负责管理基督教救援宣教机构，直到几年前神召他回天家。是的，基督徒礼拜的人确实读过那些圣经。
80% of the scriptures that we give to people are given to students from the fifth grade through college.
我们分发给人们的圣经中有80%是给五年级到大学的学生的。
Gideons around the world are going to places you might be surprised to learn about. Let me share with you an instance from Peru.
世界各地的基甸将前往您会可能会想到的地方，让我与您分享一个来自秘鲁的实例。
Guillermo Zapata received a testament from a Gideon at an engineering university in Peru. And after reading it, he accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior.
Guillermo Zapata 在秘鲁一所非常大学从基甸那里得到了一本圣经。在阅读之后，他接受了耶稣基督为他的救主。
Eventually, Guillermo got a job as a petroleum engineer in a small village in northern Peru, which was believed to be a stronghold of witches and warlocks.
最终 ，Guillermo 在耶鲁北部的一个小村庄找到了一份石油工程师的工作。该村庄被认为是女巫和术士的大本营。
His pastor told Guillermo he would be the first missionary going out from his church, and he prepared him to lead Bible studies.
他的牧师告诉 Guillermo, 他将是第一个教会派出的传教士，并开始对他进行装备，训练他带查经。
Once in his new job, Guillermo put out a sign saying, "Mining engineer gives free Bible lessons." Nobody came to his Bible lessons.
进入工作后 ，Guillermo 挂出一个牌子，上面写着“采矿工程师提供免费的圣经课程”，但是没有人来参加。
One day, it began to rain very hard, and the water started flooding his little room. In desperation, he began bailing the water out with a bucket, throwing it through the open door into the street.
一天下起了很大的雨，水淹了他的小房间。无奈之下，他开始用桶把水一桶一桶的舀出去，泼在街上。
Suddenly, a dirty, mangy dog darted into his room, grabbed his testament by the teeth, and ran back out the door.
突然，一条又脏又臭的狗冲进了他的房间，咬住他的圣经，然后又冲出门外。
Guillermo chased the dog, trying to save his copy of God's word. But before he could reach him, the dog ran into the shack of a well-known witch doctor. Guillermo decided to give up rather than follow him.
Guillermo 去追那条狗，想夺回他的圣经。他还没有追到，那条狗就跑进了一个著名巫医的窝棚。Guillermo 决定放弃，不追了。
About 2 weeks later, someone knocked on his door. It was the witch doctor. He asked Guillermo about the Bible lessons, wanting to know about God's word. The witch doctor said that one rainy evening, a stray dog carrying a little blue book into his hut. He opened it and began to read about the sin of idolatry.
大约两周后，有人敲响了他的门。是黑衣，他向Guillermo询问圣经课程，想了解神的话语。巫医说，一个下雨的晚上，一只流浪狗带着一本小蓝皮书进了他的小屋。他打开它，开始阅读关于偶像崇拜的罪。
As he read, he began to sense something missing in his life. And he wanted to know what he needed. Guillermo shared about God's amazing love and forgiveness. And the warlock accepted Jesus Christ and went out to lead his whole family to the Lord. Here in the United States, we are very active in sharing testaments with college students, many of whom will be future leaders. When Randy Bjork, a young student at Brockport College in New York, was offered a New Testament from the Gideons, he answered, "Yeah, whatever." Randy had been raised in a Christian home, but had rebelled when he went to college, and was heavily involved in drugs and alcohol.
当林约布拉霍学院的年轻学生Randy迪诺受到一定的圣经时，他回答说：“好吧，随便。”原来Randy在一个基督教家庭中长大，但在上大学时叛逆，并严重涉足毒品和酗酒。That
morning, he was on his way to the pub in the student union to begin drinking when he met a Gideon. About 3 weeks, 3 months later, when Randy had reached rock bottom, he started reading that testament.
那天早上，他在去学生会的酒吧的路上遇到了一个基丁。大约三个月后，当Randy跌到谷底的时候，他开始阅读那本圣经。
It took him about a month, but he read it all the way through. When he got to the back and read the plan of salvation, Randy got down on his knees, asking God to forgive him and pledged his life to Jesus. He went on to become an honor student and eventually an executive at the Eastman Kodak Company. He joined the Gideons right after graduating from college and went on to serve in Gideon leadership in 4 states as he moved around with his company.
他成为一名荣誉生，并最终成为伊斯曼科达公司的高管。大学毕业后，他加入了基建会，随着科达搬迁，他曾在四个州担任基建的领导职务。He
had a son who became a pastor. He has traveled around the world to train Gideons and continues to have an impact for Jesus Christ as a member of the Gideons. Randy not only became a business leader, he became an outstanding witness for the Lord. You will also be interested to know that we have a means to help younger students in America. This program, which is facilitated through church youth pastors, involves an in-school peer-to-peer distribution by Christian high school students to their classmates of an attractive booklet referred to as the Life Book.
您会有兴趣知道，我们也有办法帮助接触美国的年轻学生。教会青年牧师推动这项计划，由基督教高中生在校内向同学分发一本有吸引力的小册子，名为《生命之书》。
And this is off of the script, but I do not have a sample of this book, but the idea of the... Oh, you do. Would you bring it up, please?
讲的这个生命之册就是现在送上来的。
Thank you, Brother Peter. So this is the life book, and this is all the Gospel of Mark, and the idea or the goal of this book is instead of Gideon's going to schools and giving the kids the books, that the students in the school give the book to each other.
这个就是生命之书，它是
Book of John.
This is John.
I thought it was Mark. I'm sorry. John. Book of John.
Oh, this is the Book of John.
Yes.
就是这是约翰福音。约翰福音对，这是约翰福音。然后除这是就是这个是分发给这些由基督教青年学生分发给他们的同龄人的一本小册子。
So since 2010, over 29 million copies of the Life Book, which comes in two versions, well, with either the Gospel of John or the Gospel of Mark, have been provided to Christian youth for distribution to their peers.
自2010年以来，已向基督徒青年提供了超过2900万册的生命之书，分为约翰福音和马可福音两个版本，分发给他们的同龄人。
This avenue of distribution strengthens our long-standing program of placing the Word of God into the hands of young people.
这种分发途径加强了我们将神的话传给年轻人的长期计划。
We praise God for the open doors across Asia, where one out of every three people live. Despite increasing opposition from radical Hindus, the doors are still open in India.
我们赞美神，为三分之一人口居住的亚洲敞开了大门。尽管极进的印度教徒越来越反对，但印度的大门仍然敞开。
We have 900 chapters with over 25,000 Indian Gideons and auxiliary, touching over 1.5 million people, no, I'm sorry, 1.5 people every month with a copy. I don't think this is right, but touching over 1.5 people every month with a copy of God's Word, the most anywhere in the world today. 1.5 million, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a correction, 1.5 million.
我们有900个分会，有超过25,000名印度基甸和辅助人员。
Folks, So here is what I said. Thousands of Gideons in India, in all our countries around the world, we have indigenous members, missionaries who live in their native countries.
印度有成千上万的基甸，在世界各地所有的国家，我们都有当地的基甸成员，就是居住在本土的传教士。
Why is this important? Christians involved in missions are starting to be barred from entering the country of India. The doors in India are not guaranteed to stay open. The need is now in India while the doors are still open.
为什么这很重要？参与宣教的基督徒开始被禁止进入该国。印度的大门不能保证随时打开，只要大门还敞开，印度现在就有需要。
In India, southern India, heavy rains in October through December often lead to flooding. Karthika, a 12-year-old girl, lived in a remote village in that area. Her whole village was flooded and her house was destroyed.
在印度南部，10月至12月的大雨经常导致洪水泛滥。Karthika 是一个12岁的女孩。他住在该地区的一个偏远村庄，他的整个村庄都淹了，他的房子也毁了。
One day she was walking through the floodwaters and unknowingly touched a live electric wire. She was knocked unconscious and everyone thought she was dead. Her family was desperate and could do nothing but weep.
一天，他在洪水中行走，不小心触到一个带电的电线，他被雨击昏了。所有人都以为他死了，他的家人在绝望中哭泣。
Her older sister, who was 14, had been given a testament a few days earlier at her school by a Gideon. She had read in the book of Mark that Jesus healed the paralyzed man who was lowered through the roof. She shared the story with her parents.
就在几天前，她14岁的姐姐在她所在的学校从一位基甸那儿得到了一本圣经。她在马可福音中读到耶稣医治了从屋顶上坠下来的瘫痪病人。她和父母分享了这个故事。
They thought for a while and then decided to pray to Jesus that he would revive Karthika. Miraculously, Karthika was revived back to full consciousness and the whole family rejoiced. They came to realize that Jesus is the only God and decided to follow him. Today, the whole family is Christian.
这让他们陷入沉思。然后他们决定向耶稣祈祷，祈求他救活卡西卡。卡西卡奇迹般的苏醒了，全家人都万分惊喜。他们开始意识到耶稣是唯一的神，并决定跟随他。如今全家人都是基督徒。
It's so easy for us to obtain Bibles that it's hard to understand how precious a copy of God's Word is in many places around the world. A few years ago, one Gideon told of how local Gideons gave testaments to students in some of the poorest parts of their country.
我们很轻易就能得到圣经，以至于很难理解神的话语对世界各地的许多人来说。是多么宝贵！几年前，一位基甸讲述了当地基甸给他们国家一些最贫困地区的学生提供圣经。可是。
There were many times when the teachers told him this would be the first book any of these children could call their own. Many others said they would use them to teach the children to read.
老师们多次告诉他。对那些孩子来说，这将是属于他们自己的第一本书。许多人则说，他们会用圣经来教孩子们阅读。
Although we touched almost a million students with God's Word, there were thousands of students we missed.
虽然我们用神的话感动了近100万学生，但我们也错过了成千上万的学生。
So when shall we go back? Where will we go next? Even though two people receive a scripture every second, the need is even greater. You may be wondering how you can help.
妈妈，我们什么时候回去呢？我们接下来要去哪里？即使每秒钟有两个人领受一本圣经，但需求量是远远不能满足的。
As much as we need and appreciate your contributions, we need your prayers even more. Please pray today for us and keep us in your prayers. May I encourage you to keep a copy of your bulletin insert in your Bible to remind you to pray for us. Pray that God will provide open doors for us to reach more people and for more funds to purchase scriptures. Next, if God leads you to do so, please consider giving to the Gideons for an investment of less than $1.20. You can provide for the purchase and placement of a scripture somewhere in the world. $1.20. And we Gideons, we take care of getting it to those people.
接下来若神感动你请考虑奉献你基金会只需不到一点二美元只要一点二美元您就可以购买和放置一本圣经在世界内某个地方我们基金会负责把这个圣经放置在那些地方。
Your donation of about $120 can result in a box of 100 testaments reaching men, women, and children in a country where many people struggle to survive and they can't afford a copy of God's Word. So during the service, you'll have the opportunity to provide scriptures. For your convenience this morning, there is an envelope in the bulletin that you can either put in the offering plate or return to us later. If you want to do credit card, you can tear this out for a credit card donation. And if you wanted to do cash, you can tear this out and make a cash offering for when the offering plate comes around. You can also donate for scriptures anytime by sending Gideon cards. These are used in memory of a loved one or to let someone know that you're praying for them. You can send a card to a family or friend and send your donation to the Gideons. This is a unique and memorable way to touch thousands of lives with God's Word through a simple greeting card. just like a happy birthday card, something like that. Look for the daily display in your lobby, or a link that can be found in the bulletin. Or talk to one of us after the service, and we can give you more information about the about Gideon cards.
这是一种独特而难忘的方式，通过一张简单的贺卡，用神的话语触动成千上万人的生命。你可以在大堂的入口处或者我们的网站上看到这些纪念卡，链接也可以在这个周报中找到，也可以来找Brother Mike 弟兄，他可以给你们更多的那个information。
If you are interested in an ongoing partnership with the Gideons, consider joining Friends of Gideons. Friends have a heart for seeing people come to Christ and are committed to seeing the work of the Gideons International grow.
如果您对和基金会的持续合作感兴趣，请考虑加入基甸之友。朋友乐于看到人们归向基督，并致力于国际基甸会的施工扩大。
Friends of Gideons pray for the needs of the ministry and financially support Gideons in fulfilling our mission. Additionally, friends are encouraged to share their faith and the pocket-sized scriptures available for purchase that include the New Testament, Psalms, and Proverbs.
基甸之友为施工的需要祷告，并在财务上支持基甸之友完成我们的使命。此外，我们鼓励朋友分享他们的信仰和可供购买的袖珍圣经，包括新约、诗篇和箴言。
Friends' testaments also feature a list of verses related to helpful topics in the front and the plan of salvation in the back. For more information and to sign up, you can visit friendsofgideons.org or see me after the service to learn more.
还有把圣经排在前面，列出了有用的经文，在后面列出了神救赎计划。如果需要更多的信息和报名的话，请访问 friendsofgideons.org 或者是在崇拜后和我联系，以了解更多的信息。
Finally,If you are a business or professional man who would like to associate with other men to strengthen your witness to your employees, customers, family, and church members, please see me or the other Gideons after the service, and I will give you some more information. We do not twist arms to get men and their wives to join, but look for men and their wives who God is willing to do this work, who God is calling to do this work.
最后，如果您是一个商业或专业人士，想和志同其他志同道合的人一起致力，用你的见证影响员工、客户、家人和教会成员，请在崇拜后来找我，我可以提供给您更多的信息。我们不强迫弟兄和他们的妻子加入我们，而是寻找神呼召从事这项事工的弟兄和他们的妻子。
Elder Chen, thank you very much for the chance to share about the Gideon's ministry today. Thank you, all of you, for coming, for listening. And a special thanks to you, Sister Wendy, for doing the translation so that the message could be understood by everyone.
陈长老，感谢您让我们有机会分享国际基甸会的全球事工，也感谢大家的关注，也感谢我今天为大家翻译，希望大家都能够明白他所麦克今天说的。 手要伸下。
Praise the Lord that we have heard God works miraculously throughout the world. So let us invest our money for long term for the kingdom of God. Let us wisely use our money. And thank for coming today, Brother Mike, and have sharing that so many testimonies throughout the world.
We only have communion in a minute. If you don't get this pre-packed elements, please raise your hand and we'll give it to you.
Bible study through friends,
in church and fellowship and all kinds of these activities that will keep you in Christ, and you will bear fruit if you do this way. Otherwise, you'll be easily go astray. 那在这段经文里面也特别讲到住在主里面。In this passage, it emphasizes that remain in Christ, live in Christ. In Chinese, it's 在中文是讲到要常住在他里面。那这个常住，在这一段里面出现了很多次。Living, dwell in, remain in, appear in this passage so many times. That means it is so important. How to live in Christ, I already mentioned, explained to you. So that I would like to encourage all of us here that communion is only once a month. And in Christian church, there are two ordinances. One is baptism, one is communion. So, once a month, the first Sunday of each month, we have joint service here, English and Mandarin. You are all welcome, and you are all to be remembered that we have this special opportunity here. So, 我刚刚也说，教会的礼仪里面有两个重要的，一个是圣餐，一个是施祭。那每个月第一个主日我们都有圣餐，那在教会我们可以一起来擘饼领受。在我们领圣餐之前有一段安静的时候， We're going to have a few minutes that we can examine ourselves and we have a quiet time.让我们领圣餐之前，没有任何的罪阻挡我们与神的交往。So that we pray that there's no sin hinder us between us and God. 下面我要请圣君弟兄为饼祝谢，然后邓泉弟兄为杯祝谢。I'm going to ask Brother Sinjun to pray for bread and Brother Kay will pray for the cup.
在十字架上成就的大能。求主的灵常常啊，在我们的生活中，让我们也有能力，让我们有力量过我们此生的生活。我们祷告，奉主耶稣宝贵圣名求，
阿门。
So we are here. To remind us that His body hung on the cross for all sins, and the Jews here to remember us that the blood He shed on the cross washed away all sins.Jesus, we're so grateful that brother and sister, children of God, we come together here. We come commemorate that you died on the cross for our sin. You shed your blood on the cross, wash away our sin. Let us remember this all the time so that we have a thanksgiving heart.Towards you, because you dwell in us all the time, and we give thanks and glory to you in Jesus' name.
We pray. Amen.
My name is Sandra.
Hi, I'm Sung. Everyone knows us. We lead the youth here every Sunday.
Yeah, and we just wanted to make an announcement. We're having a summer camp. It's called Summer Salt. And it's going to be June 13th through 17th, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Thank you. This is David's great point.团队说跟他太太三姐他们的团队在今年夏天会有一个夏令营，夏令营的时间是6月13号到17号，上午9点到中午12点，是半天。
So the summer camp is for rising 5th to 8th graders.And I know that Davis is a little bit far from here, but I guarantee that the students who do come will have an excellent and very, very fun time.
是这个夏令营是为这个，就是说今年刚刚就是今年完成4年级到八到
rising fifth and eighth
grade. Eighth grade, yeah.
就是今年完成4年级、5年级、6年级、7年级。换句话说，他开学以后都5年级、6年级、7年级、8年级。
So we have a short little video to show.
我们下面先看一个录像，他们来介绍一下他们夏令营。
really exciting, right? I think all the kids will have a really, really fun time. So I hope people can make it. It's only $50. Very, very cheap because we want all the students to be able to come.
就是说,
it's not just fun and games. We are going to talk about the Bible and teach the kids Bible. So we want them to get to know Jesus, and just like the brother came up and taught us today, we want to make sure they understand and learn the word, and that they would come to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们希望通过夏令营来介绍孩子们这个圣经，希望通过他们来认识主。
Sorry, and then we have one more event. It's on Friday, June 17th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And this is for everyone from 5th grade to high school, so 12th grade.
星期五, 6月17号, 下午6点到8点, 我们会有另一个, 一个活动, 它是给所有的青少年, 从, 5年级到8年级。
Yeah, and it's a special program. We're going to have a skit, a message. We're going to have free boba. So we really wanted all the kids to come and also invite their friends. There's going to be a lot of fun things that we do.
我刚才讲说不是五年级到八年级，因为它这个是open house，是一个就介绍他们这个教会的青少年节目，所以是所以所有的青少年，高中、初中都可以，他们会有伙伴奶茶，会有吃的东西，希望大家能够参加。6月17号，星期五晚上6点到8点，在Davis Way Church.
And free dinner.
还有免费的晚餐，叫波霸奶茶。
The point of the AYM open house is we want to actually at the end give a gospel's presentation to invite everyone to consider Jesus. So that is also the main point of AYM open house. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Brother Michael Bullington, for your sharing. So now we welcome new friends. 现在是迎新的时间，我们今天有一位女士叫余应姿，她已经信主，所以方便的话，请您介绍一下自己。 以后可以常来教会我们。那现在是报告时间，我们今天崇拜后的主日学暂停一次，下个主日开始新的主日学课程，是学习巴克的著作《认识神》。 那我们今天感谢基甸会国际基甸会成员他们在这里的分享，我们也如果愿意支持他们的事工，请你把奉献抬头写Gideon's International。那我们今年有就是 CBM Camp 也上个主日已经介绍过，我们现在报名在开始，是初中营是7月25号到30号，还有高中营是8月1号到6号，请大家要上网注册，然后有一些事项可以跟罗龙宝弟兄联系。 那最后一项，刚才 Grace Davis Grace Point Church 已经介绍过，就是他们有夏令营，在6月13号到6月17号。好，那报告就这样，那我们起立唱三一颂。
Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠、上帝的慈爱和圣灵的感动始终与我们同在。奉主的名 ，Amen. Please be seated. 请坐。